give thanks. This weekend is Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow's actually Thanksgiving Day. But we're told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Giving thanks is God's will for us. Yet, there are times I would have to say then, I walk outside of God's will. There are times when I don't do what I should do. Yet, unfortunately, we have difficulty. All of us, from time to time, we have difficult times of being able to say thanks. And why is that? Why is it so difficult to say thanks? What hinders us from giving thanks at certain times? Well, I think one of the reasons is, and I expressed it during communion, one of the reasons is we live in such a blessed country. We live in a place where we have just about everything. No one really lacks anything. In fact, we would have to say, if we were really honest, we're a bit spoiled. And then we start to take things for granted because we have it all and we just take it for granted. Someone said that if the stars only came out once a year, so one night in the year, the stars only came out and shone, we would all stay up all night long and watch them. But why don't we go out and look at them? We don't very often look at them. I mean, I get up and go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, and if it's a clear night, I can see the stars when I come out, and I look at them, and I thank God for them. But there's lots of nights, lots of mornings, I just walk out to my car and get in my car. Why is that? Because they're there all the time, and we just take them for granted, never mind thanking God for His beauty. We have grown accustomed to our blessings. Another reason we might not give thanks is because of pride. I mean, think about it. It's easy to take credit for God's blessings. I made this all happen. I'm the one who got the education. I'm the one that did it all. I'm the one who goes to work every day. I'm the one who puts the food on the table. I'm the one who pays the mortgage. I've done it all. And in fact, you can even find that in the Bible where one of the kings said, glory to me, I did it all. And God humbled him. But you know what? That's just pride. That is just pride. And Hezekiah found that out, that it's just pride. But that can stop us from giving thanks. We can also be influenced if we're around negative people, because negative people start to make us grumpy and unthankful. That's why I like being around Leslie and all you folks, is because you're not negative and you don't make me unthankful and grumpy. But a negative person says, like, what's the big deal about the stars? I mean, they come out every night. They're just stars. They're just, what's the big deal? There's a lot bigger things that we got to worry about. Nothing goes right in life. And then all of a sudden, we get sucked in and we have no thanks. And on top of that, it's hard to give thanks when life seems to turn against us. When we go to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm sorry, but it's cancer. Or we go to work and the employer says, sorry, things have been really tight and I have to let you go. Oh, just for a few weeks? No, I'm sorry. We're restructuring and it's going to be permanent. It's hard to give thanks in those situations. It's hard to give thanks when our spouse, our partner is letting us down in one way or another. It's hard to give thanks when our child is in trouble. But as we see in 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks. He doesn't say, I mean, it's not like there's an option there. He doesn't say, well, give thanks in this and this and this, if you think about it and if you want to. And you don't really have to give thanks here. That's not what Paul says. Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. That word all, I don't know how it got in the Bible, but it's there a lot of times. That all means all, 100% of the time. Give thanks in all circumstances. Come on, Scott. Really? In all circumstances? Yeah, that's what God says. That's what the Word of God says. But did you notice that the Word says in all circumstances? It doesn't say for all circumstances. It doesn't say give thanks for the cancer that I just found out I have. I don't. It doesn't say give thanks for the job I just lost. It doesn't say give thanks for the strife in our family, or give thanks for any other situation we're going through. It says give thanks in that circumstance. So we need to give thanks. We need to give thanks in all circumstances. We need to give thanks when our finances are really stretched and we have to pay taxes. We can give thanks in that. Why? Because we have a job. That's why we have to pay our income tax, because we have a job. So we can give thanks that we have a job. We can give thanks when we go to our closet and we go to put on some clothes and the buttons are sort of stretching out. And we can give thanks in that situation because that means we've been eating. We're well fed. We can give thanks when we're outside trying to do something and our shadow is in the way and we can't see, because we can give thanks in that because we're out in the sun. We can give thanks in our lawn when it needs mowing and the windows need washing and the gutters need cleaning, because it means we have a house. We have a shelter, a place to live. We can give thanks when we get our Fortis gas bill, because it means we've been warm for the last month. We can give thanks in all the complaining we hear about the government and our political leaders, because it means there is freedom of speech. We can give thanks in those tough times, those times when the doctor says it's cancer, or we've lost our job, or there's family strife, or whatever it is. We can give thanks in those situations because we are not alone. And the situation has not caught God off guard. He's not surprised about it. So we can give thanks that we're not alone. Do you know, they are dark times. And please, don't hear me saying or making light of any situation that you might find yourself in. I'm not doing that. They're tough. But we can give thanks. And as we give thanks, our focus shifts from our situation onto God. And all of a sudden, maybe not much, but there's a small ray of light that is pushed through the darkness. And if we can, with God's help, continue to give thanks in the situation, not for the situation, but in the situation, we will see God and His hand more and more in the situation. And the light will push in more, and the darkness will be driven out more. We can give thanks in all circumstances. We should give thanks for God's love, as He states in Psalm 118, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. We've celebrated communion this morning, and in doing so, we have given thanks. When we celebrate communion, whether we actually use that word that we are giving thanks, this morning we did because it was Thanksgiving, but whether it's just a normal communion thing, we are giving thanks. When we take those elements, we are giving thanks to God for sending Jesus to pay the price for our sins, because He loved us so much. See, it's His love. That's what communion's all about. It's about His love. For God so loved the world, we're part of the world that God loved. So when we take communion, we're saying thanks, God, for Your love. Communion is giving thanks to Jesus, knowing how much He gave to set us free from our sins and our guilt, all that we lived under. He left His glories in heaven to be falsely accused, to be rejected. Jesus was violently mistreated and then put to death for our sins that we committed, that I committed, all because of God's love for us. When we take communion, we're saying, thanks, Jesus. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for setting us free. Thanks for the love. We must remember God's love is not just a moment in time. God's love isn't just when we got saved or... See, God's love endures forever. It's never ending. It never runs out. Let me tell you a quick story. Last Sunday, we were singing the song, and in the song, it was God's love never runs out. That's not quite how the words probably go. But at the same time we were singing that song, I looked over at Lee, and Lee was mouthing to me, batteries, batteries, I need batteries. And I was changing the batteries in her mic as they're playing and singing, and I'm thinking, yeah, God's love never runs out, but the batteries do. You know, we live in a world where things don't last. Everything has a shelf life. But God's love does not have an expiry date. It doesn't say, if you love me, you better love me because my love's going to run out in 2023 on June the 3rd. No expiry date on God's love. It will be as fresh today as it was in the beginning. It's as fresh today as it was when Jesus walked the earth. It's as fresh today as that day you accepted Jesus into your heart. His love never runs out. Give thanks. Give thanks for love that never has an expiry date. And it endures forever. Endures forever. We could spend a long time on the word endures, but we're not going to. We should give thanks to God because He is good. He is good. We read about God in Psalm 119, verse 68. In the first part, it says, you are good, and what you do is good. You are good, and what you do is good. Jesus said in Luke 19, in the verse last half of, Luke 18, in the last half of verse 19, he says, no one is good except God alone. God is good. John states in 1 John 1, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. God is good. That should excite us. That should fill us with thanksgiving. God is good, and all He does is good. And there is no darkness in Him. Not even a hint of sin in God. You know, think about a grain of sand in a beach. There's not even that much evil in God. There is no evil in God. He is good. When the Bible states God is good, it means God is always acts in accordance with what is right, true, and good. Goodness is part of His nature. It makes Him up. It's part of His nature. And He never contradicts His nature. Never. That's why every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Every good and perfect gift we have comes from God. David wrote in Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. See, God's so good that His desire is that we taste and see Him and know His goodness. In fact, He doesn't want any of us to perish. This whole world out there, He would just be ecstatic if all of them would surrender their lives to Jesus and come to Him and ask for forgiveness. He wants all men and women to be part of His kingdom. God's goodness should move us to a place to give thanks to Him. But there's more that deserves us attributing thanks to God. We must thank Him for all He does. You know, God deserves our thanks just for being God. But we also need to thank Him, though, for what He does. We can't forget what He does. In Psalm 107, verse 8, the writer exhorts, Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. God created the world and all that's in it. In his hand, he has it all. And he created it. And when he had finished, he said, it is good. It is very good. God created the stars and the mountains and the forest and the lakes and the wildlife and other people. And he said, it is very good. He created all that. Why? For us. For us to live and enjoy. I said earlier that it can become easy just to take things for granted. We live in a beautiful place. I mean, you just go out the door, go for a drive. I mean, it's beautiful. There's lakes and trees and stars in the sky and the moon and the sun. And like, it's beautiful. Let's not take it for granted. God supplies all that we need. That's part of his deeds. That's part of what he does. He supplies all that we need. He supplies the air we breathe, the home we live in, the food we eat, the friends we have, the families we have. And the list goes on and on. I mean, truthfully, when I said this morning, what are you thankful for? We could have stayed here for the next 2 hours just saying, this is what we're thankful for. I mean, I'm thankful that that you folks called me here to be your pastor. Maybe you're not thankful for that. But I'm thankful that you called me here to be your pastor. And I'm thankful for each one of you because you're such a blessing to the body of God. And we can go on and on. The Bible tells us that we lack no good thing. Because of God's deeds, he provides them. And so we need to look at our blessings and give thanks, as the songwriter wrote and as we sung just before we had communion. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong, and let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. We need to give thanks. We were poor, but now we're rich. We might not be rich financially, but we're rich spiritually. We've got it all. And only because of God, give thanks. Give thanks. We need to give thanks to God for other people. Listen to 1 Timothy 2:1. The New Living Translation says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. We could probably stay here. I could probably speak an hour on just this verse. I won't. But, you know, first of all, it says, we need to just pray for those close, dear Christian friends of ours. No, it says, pray for all people. Pray for all people. And you know that all people? It goes on. Ask God to help them. Ask God to help all people. Intercede on their behalf. Intercede on all people's behalf. And give thanks for all people. All people. Do you know, if you read the next verse down, the next verse is down, it says that we're to pray for Premier Horgan and his cabinet, and for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his cabinet. And we're to pray for our mayors and our council members. And please, pray for the elections that are happening now. Don't stop praying. Keep praying that God's will would be done. But you're saying, hold on. I'm not going to pray for Horgan. I'm not going to pray for Trudeau. I didn't vote for them. Let those who voted for them pray for them. But that's not what the word says. It says pray for all people. And God is the one that placed those in leadership. He's the one that put the Prime Minister Trudeau. He's the one that put him there. Or Premier Horgan. He's the one that did it. Pray for them. We are to pray for our neighbors. Our neighbors are those who we come in contact with. Those who live around us, but those afar as well. Pray for them. Whether they are good neighbors or whether they're neighbors that maybe rub you the wrong way. It says pray for all people. That means pray for ourselves as well. We need prayer too. But give thanks for all people. Give thanks for our neighbors. Give thanks for our politicians. As we start to thank God for everyone, we will see their good. If you start to thank God and pray for somebody, you will see the good in their lives. And the more we pray, the more good we'll see. We'll see that they're created in the image of God. They are people who God desires in His kingdom. I mean, I know that's hard to think. For us, we're human. And if a neighbor is pushing us the wrong way, I don't know if God wants him in the kingdom. I mean, really. But God wants everyone in the kingdom. If we start thanking God for all people, we will be able to live at peace with everyone. So, as we give thanks, we are recognizing who God is, who He is, that He is the Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We recognize who God is and that He is involved in every event that we are. He's involved in every aspect of our life. Giving thanks needs to be more than a hit and miss thing. Giving thanks can't be just, oh, it's Thanksgiving weekend. We'll give thanks for these 3 days. Giving thanks as Christians needs to be a lifestyle that we embrace. We need to embrace that. We always need to have an attitude of giving thanks. It's not something that we just do the one day of the year. It needs to be every day. It needs to be 24/7. May we be people who give thanks with a grateful heart always. So today is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Monday is Thanksgiving. Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. They are all days of Thanksgiving. We need to be people who go, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is a day of Thanksgiving, as every day is. And I am so thankful that You've brought us together. You brought us together to sing and praise You in worship. Thank You, Lord. We weren't just singing words. They were songs that came from our heart that said, thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord, that we had communion today, and they weren't just cups of juice and a piece of bread, but they were things that said, thank You. From the depths of our heart, we say thank You. Thank You for being God. Thank You for sustaining our world. Thank You for being in our offering. Thank You for being in the message. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that comes and refreshes us and empowers us. Thank You, Father, for making us part of the family of God right here in this small congregation. Lord, may we be people of thanksgiving every day of the year. Thank You, Father, for Your love. In Jesus' name, amen.